This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo. Our guest is Mustafa Tamez. He is well known here in our region and nationally and certainly has done some fantastic work with his company. He's going to talk to you a little bit more about that and what they do. And also, we're going to cover some other topics related to COVID. What do we do now that we're headed back into the office? Or perhaps many of you will say, I've been at the office, I never left. Nonetheless, please welcome our guest, Mustafa. Thanks, Mustafa. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, as always.
Well, of course. And you know, you've got such a great group of people on your team. For folks who may not know, tell us a little bit about your company first.
Well, we work a lot on community engagement, community outreach work. We do a lot of public affairs work in Houston and around the state of Texas. And what makes our work really exciting is, you know, especially now as people are coming back to basically life after COVID-19, we're being extra cautious. We're trying to figure out how to balance life and coming back and having these type of conversations with you and other people about the importance of having the vaccine. And so there's a lot of us in Texas especially that haven't gotten the vaccine, and it's really, really important that we do.
So I know one of the things that's happened most recently is you see the city of Houston mayor and the health department there setting up these vaccinations where the people are at restaurants, at other places. What are your thoughts about that?
Look, we have to go to people where they are in order to make this as convenient as possible. Many people hadn't taken the vaccine because, you know, they're working. They're working shift workers. It's hard for them. They don't have the transportation to get to the medical center or get to, you know, somewhere where they can get the vaccine. So the mayor, the health department, and really all of us across civil society are trying to make it easy. So people should take advantage of that. But there are also people that have real concerns. You know, they have concerns about the vaccine. Will they have some kind of a reaction to it? And I just remind people that over 600,000 Americans have lost their life to COVID-19. Yes, some people might have had a reaction to it, but it's been fairly minimal. Millions of Americans have taken the vaccine. And so it's time that if you are listening to this broadcast and if you have some hesitation, really to consult your doctor and consult your friends, but more than anything else, take the vaccine. It's really that we do that for all of us.
Absolutely. And your chamber has been out there advocating for that in English and Spanish, anywhere people will listen. We've partnered with the county, with the city, with hospitals and others to encourage people to do so. Even if you experience some discomfort or a day or so of whatever you may experience, I like to say to folks, it's nothing compared to losing your life or endangering the life of your loved ones. And so let us continue to do that. Certainly, so many things have transpired. You look at Methodist and the lawsuit there with the employees. And I go back to my days at Memorial Hermann. When I worked there for 7 years, we had to get the flu shot. And you would sign off when you were hired that you would get the flu shot or you wouldn't get your paycheck. And you had a certain amount of time to get your flu shot. This is a vaccine. And so employers now, Mustafa, are trying to figure out, you know, what their legal rights are, how you transition from 100% home to a couple of days at the office. What are you seeing, especially on this shifting from home back to work?
Well, one, just as a reminder, children over 12 years old can be vaccinated. So if you have children home now, please get them vaccinated. Yeah. It's important. And then as returning back to work, my office coming back to work next week, it's important to protect a colleague before you go back to work to take the vaccination. And look, we all have to start giving up our, you know, sweatpants and our pajama pants. And, you know, you can't just roll out of bed and get to work like we used to. But we were fortunate that we would do that. Not a lot of us. You know, some people couldn't do that. They had to work even though there was COVID-19. Some could work, fortunately, could work from home. So we've got to get back to our life, and there's a transition period. But this technology, like you and I are talking over Zoom now, and we could do that from our homes, which is amazing, right? Some of that will continue. I've even seen some new companies emerge out of this stuff. The other day, someone, you know, they were planning a birthday party. They didn't want to do it like in a closed environment, and they found this company called Swimmy. Which, you know, used to have Uber, then you had companies like Airbnb, and now you have Swimmy, which allows you to rent somebody's pool for the day. So if you were planning a birthday party, you can go to swimmy.com and rent somebody's pool and have your birthday party at their pool. You don't have to rent their house, just their pool. So, you know, new and fun type of technologies that are emerging to help us. So, I encourage people, like, even though we are coming back from COVID-19, even though a lot of people have the vaccine, you know, think of outdoor things to do if you're gathering. So, you know, this person that contacted me and invited me to this place and for this birthday party, I'm like, you don't live there. How are you doing this? Swimming pool, like, this is not your house. No, yeah. No, swimmy.com. You just go there and you book the pool. I'm like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Changing. So
yeah. Entrepreneurial spirit certainly thrives during these times. And we're so proud of the many entrepreneurs and business people that found new ways to make sure they could keep as many of their employees and keep their businesses afloat, even if they had to pivot and do something totally different. And we certainly saw that in Houston. We saw that amongst many of our members, and definitely see this as an opportunity now. The vaccine is key to all of this, right? Getting that vaccine, figuring out what works for you. I know that the city and the county and other employers are trying to find ways to transition folks back. But certainly, Mustafa, one of the things that was very apparent during all of this was the impact it had on women especially. Not only were they working, they were taking care of children, they were taking care of parents, and probably the last person they were taking care of was themselves. And now there are so many conversations about child care and the need for reform and the federal government making sure that moms and dads have a way to have child care. What are you hearing from employers and the business community on that front?
Well, look, a lot of times when people talk about this, they talk about it as a women's issue, right? When they talk about childcare, they look at this as, hey, you know, as an advocacy for women. I look at this as an economic issue. We're looking at numbers and shortage of workers. You know, recently, Governor Abbott, about a month ago, declined the federal aid in unemployment insurance, additional unemployment insurance, because we have a shortage of workers. And the thought was that if we got rid of the additional federal help, that we would have enough workers. Well, we don't have enough workers. We're still. And a lot of it is because, not because of anything else, but people don't have childcare. You cannot return to work. We can't get to full unemployment because many people just don't know what to do with their kids and are not going to leave their kids home, right? And it's the summer especially. So we are at, when you look at the workforce, we're at numbers that are in the 1970s where we were in terms of women's employment. And we have to do something about this. And if we don't solve this issue, our economy is going to continue to drag and grow at a much slower pace than it can. So on the federal side, I think legislation needs to be in place. On the Biden bill that they're proposing has significant funding in there for childcare. I think at the local level, both at the municipal and the state level, we need to do more both in early childhood education and in trying to figure out what we can do to increase our support for women that are, especially single women that are working, right? Like, we have to figure this out. If we don't figure it out, not only, but it drags our economy down and it doesn't allow us to grow. And this is the time to do it coming out of the pandemic.
Yes. And it certainly shed light on an issue that many, as you've mentioned, deal with every day, but perhaps it not come to the surface where those that are in position to have public policy to support those individuals. And as you mentioned, right, it's about the economy and so many other topics are, even if you don't agree with some of them on a philosophical basis, you can look at the numbers and you're able to absolutely understand that it impacts all of us. It's not to say, well, that's not my issue. It is. It is your issue. And speaking of which, impacting all of us, certainly one of the things that I have been out there and you and so many others have as well is on diversity, equity, inclusion, the lack of minorities, the lack of women on corporate boards. We've partnered with McKinsey and they show through their data that if you have a woman or a minority as part of your corporate board or your executive team, profits and performance increase. What are you seeing out there?
We see this in Europe. In Europe, if you're a publicly traded company, a lot of pension funds and others don't invest in you unless you have minimum of 40% women participation on your board. And it's not because they're looking for inclusion. They're looking for risk mitigation. There are studies that show that if you have all of one gender, especially men in a corporate board, if there's risk, when faced with risk, men will double down. If there is women on that board, it is a significant risk mitigation. So if you're investing money, if you're an institutional investor, you make sure that there's gender diversity because your money's at stake. So these things that we think about in terms of equality, in terms of social justice, aren't just about being, you know, politically correct. It's just good business. You know, when you have gender diversity and when you're inclusive, you just make better decisions. Study after our own personal experience demonstrates that when there is a diverse perspectives at the table, you always get better outcome. And so we have to learn from our own personal experiences and all the data that's available. It shows us that when you bring all the different perspectives to the table, you get better outcomes.
Absolutely. And we know that in the United States, we already are seeing legislative mandates to make sure that women and minorities are part of these corporate boards. And it's being mandated not only here in the United States, but in Switzerland and across the globe. And so we are hopeful that that trickles down to our region here in Houston and in Texas, because it makes financial sense, like so many of these other topics do. Mustafa, you've been a great friend to me and always out there advocating for such important things such as the vaccination and so many other big, big conversations. So thanks for all you do. And I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.